Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. The day after the latest round of strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen, former Central Command Commander General Joseph Votel has a look at the big picture.
We are trying to find a way to punish and deter without broadening this into a wider conflict or add to more instability in what is already a very challenged situation in the Middle East right now.
Coming to California, an atmospheric river threatening major flooding. Long Beach Mayor Rex Richardson says they're ready.
We have portable pumps and vacuum trucks, emergency generators, lights, and much more. More capacity than most cities in the state of California.
With South Carolina's Democratic primary in the books, the Republicans look toward theirs 2 weeks from Saturday. University of Virginia politics professor Larry Sabato.
Instead of going after Biden, Trump has to go after Nikki Haley. He has to worry about what she's saying. So he's distracted by her. And that's the real significance of her staying in.
Mr. Biden winning the Democratic race yesterday. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of healthcare workers. Governor Evers recently announced a task force to explore solutions to the problem. Here's Mike Moan.
This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a new task force to address hiring issues within healthcare. Those speaking up for rural health access see opportunities. The panel is tasked with finding a range of solutions to consider by the time budget talks ramp up for the two-year spending plan starting in 2025. Evers' office says Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040, one among many concerning examples. John Ike, who leads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, says while there's a need in smaller communities, lower patient volumes make it hard for health systems to offer attractive salaries.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
He adds Wisconsin is competing with neighboring states for these workers, but Ike suggests regulations surrounding provider certification can make it harder for professionals from elsewhere in the country to transition to Wisconsin. Ike hopes that's part of the discussion and that there's a bipartisan approach to solving the problem. However, the Republican-led legislature has often clashed with Evers, a Democrat, on policy ideas. Rural advocates often note that fewer providers result in local patients having to travel a greater distance for appointments. Ike says it also can affect the quality of care they receive.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
As for the task force, it will be led by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who is a registered nurse. Several state agencies, local governments, and patient advocacy groups also are expected to provide input. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers hire a new coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers hired a new defensive coordinator this past week after Joe Barry was fired following three seasons with the team. Jeff Hafley is 44 years old and takes over after 4 years as the head coach at Boston College, and was asked what's the first thing he taught his players.
That's a great question. I felt the biggest thing for me was at the time talking to the players, I wanted to bring some confidence to them and I wanted them to enjoy the game. It's a game. You got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy practice. You got to play with confidence. I don't want guys playing scared. I didn't want them playing tentative because they were afraid to make mistakes. I didn't want coaches just like what always bothered me was, you know, a DB gets beat on a goal ball and you start yelling and screaming out. Go coach him. Tell him why. Ask him what he saw. Yeah. Ask him about his first step. Yeah. Ask him what he did at the top of the route, what the split was, and then tell him what he should do better.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show, so tune in then from noon to 2.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and fog to start your day. Eventually, skies turning partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s, light northeast winds. In the overnight, mostly clear and upper 20s, heading into Monday with mostly sunny skies and our highs reaching the middle 40s in the late day. It's 33 at our studios.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and on 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, we want to celebrate those once-in-a-lifetime relationships. Tell us how you met, struggles you've conquered, or what it is that makes them the one. Share your story on our Facebook page for a chance to win goodies, like a two-night stay at Hotel Mead or gifts from Family Natural Foods. This year, show your loved ones just how much they're loved, and maybe win a getaway on us. With love from 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To everyone who craves a handcrafted treat, let our team member Sephora tell you about a Culver's favorite.
We make our thick and creamy fresh frozen custard in small batches all throughout the day. And we mean all day, every day. From our supremely rich shakes and concrete mixers to our freshly scooped dishes and cones, we handcraft every bite to pure perfection.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fresh frozen custard.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for...
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Of the stars. For February. Welcome, everybody. I'm Lou Regano, your host. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The lads, all four.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky.
See that movie, The Lovely, with Kevin Kline as Cole Porter. The Music of the Stars. Robert Goulet. Me, Kate. Here's K.D. Lang.
Strange, dear, but true, dear.
You love me too.
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? Just like you, Harry, you say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
What does this song mean? My whole life, I don't know what this song means. It means, should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? It doesn't mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them.
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something. Anyway, it's about old friends.
The first time we met, we hated each other.
No, you didn't hate me. I hated you. The second time we met, you didn't even remember me.
I did, too. I remembered you. The third time we met, we became friends.
That was Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, and a hug.
Marshall and Beck, you bet your pretty neck I do. Bushel and a peck, though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess, make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness about you, about you. Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do.
Here's Joe Stafford, Cole Porter.
I love you, hums the April breeze. I love you, echo the hills. I love you.
Song, it's Cole Porter, Nobody Else.
Enjoy more moments than
me. He's one of the best voices ever on recording. Shelby Flint.
I will love you till the day I die. I will love you and I'll tell you why. 'Cause your heart is pure and your dreams are mine. 'Cause I love you.
This is from Victory at Sea.
Grant's Groomers gets Tails Wagon. Grant's State Farm agent is a small business owner, too.
Jerry Como.
No other love have I, only my love for you. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me, into the night. In your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other
Russell Bennett from Victory at Sea, Beneath the Southern Cross, the original title, has an instrumental. Norman Luboff. The Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time.
of the stars. Here is Buddy Holly.
Just you know why.
As well confess, I am a jewel thief.
I don't believe it.
My mother told me never to enter a man's room in months ending in R.
Your mother's not only beautiful, she's clever too.
I was born in Boston.
Oh, I can hardly wait for you to grow up. Oh, you saved my life. I was bored to death. I hadn't seen one attractive woman on the ship since we left. Now, isn't that terrible? Tell me, did you write the song I'll Never Smile Again?
No.
I said to myself, don't beautiful women travel anymore? And then I saw you. And I was saved. Were you afraid?
Of you?
Yeah.
No.
We ought to take advantage of every moment.
Women.
Oh, women.
You've known quite a few, haven't you?
I don't know.
You going ashore?
Yes, I'm calling on a lady.
Oh, in every port, huh? This is frightfully intimate. I know just enough French to be embarrassed. You're quite sure your grandmother isn't an old joke.
Oh, I do wish you'd trust me.
This is from Love with a Proper Stranger. Steve McQueen, Natalie Wood. Elmer Bernstein's music.
Waiting for what? A stranger.
Listen, it's possible.
Don't tell me you believe that.
Well, it's a known chemical fact. Some people, you just have to look at them. It's kind of kicky. Other people, chop liver. Like a woman.
How can you manage to make even a compliment sound like a slap in the face?
Well, what did I say? You look like a woman. I apologize. Excuse me. You look like a man.
We had a long talk, and he came to me like a man, and he's willing to marry you.
Sit down. The both of you. Do you want to get married?
Well, who wants to get married?
You mean, even though you don't want to marry me, you're willing to do it anyway?
Well, I'm just as much to blame as you are. I'm more. It was my fault, the whole thing, and I'm willing to take my medicine.
And I'm the medicine, right?
I just don't know what it is.
Well, all you have to do is just look at me and...
Go where the wind blows you!
1963.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger if I heard the bells and the banjos ring. If to certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring. If the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let
just, well, we had an interview with Don Rosen last week, and it was last Monday. Talk about the music of Elmer Bernstein. That's what this is. Johnny Mercer wrote those lyrics, sung by Jack Jones. It's one of those songs you play over and over, you know. It's a pretty adult film for the time. 1963. Steve McQueen. Fair some years ago that he's forgotten, he meaning Steve McQueen of the Musicians Union. There's some harrowing scenes in there. Anyway, I won't spoil it. Check it out. Love with the Proper Stranger. Perfect for this month of February. I'm not a fan of Andrew Lloyd Webber, but I did see the motion picture, Phantom of the Opera. It's done pretty well. But there's a television version I want to recommend. Seems to be forgotten today. Stars Charles Dance.
Number, sir? Thank you. Lot 663, then, ladies and gentlemen. A poster from this house's production of Hannibal by Shalamoun.
Showing here.
Do I have 10 francs? Five of them. Five, I'm in. Six. Seven. Against you, sir, seven. Eight. Eight once. Selling twice. Sold. To Monsieur de Fer.
Thank you very much, sir.
About 664, a wooden pistol and three human skulls from the 1831 production of Robert le Diable by Meyerbeer. 10 francs for this. 10, thank you. 10 still. 15, thank you. 15, I bid. Go at 15. Your number, sir? Lot 665, ladies and gentlemen, a papier-mâché musical box in the shape of a barrel organ. Attached, the figure of a monkey in Persian robes playing the cymbals. This item discovered in the vaults of the theater. Still in working order, ladies and gentlemen.
Showing here.
May I commence at 15 francs? 15, thank you. Yes, 20 francs, I mean.
In sleep he sang to me, in dreams he came.
Christian Andersen.
Till I'm in the arms of my darling again, my heart will find no home. Anywhere I wander, anywhere I roam.
As they welcomed me, her eyes were fire bright, and then I knew that my path must be through the ever haunted night. Anywhere I wander, till I'm in the arms of my darling again, my heart will find no home. Anywhere I wander, anywhere I roam, her voice was oh such a soft caress, of love it gently told, and in her smile was the tenderness I may never more behold.
Had a mystical connection with red pandas.
And what was a blessing?
The music of the stars. Say, we're going to be on the air till high noon today. As we are each Sunday on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host of the music of the stars, Lou Regani. David Sanborn. News coming up from CBS. Weather. After that.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. We're learning